This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin, who has published his thoughts about the long and successful reign of Queen Elizabeth, 70 years on the throne. Charles III begins his reign with challenges. And saying that Queen Elizabeth is a success, Anatole, is that a way of saying that Charles has too much of a burden, or that the changing times make it unlikely that a success such as his mother's can be repeated? Is that your understanding, that Charles must change and Britain's not going to change?
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, it's often been said that a great many British people have been not so much monarchists as Elizabethans. That's to say, they've greatly respected the Queen and the Queen Mother, who was also called Elizabeth, the late Queen Mother, but are not necessarily attached to the monarchy as such. And of course, the royal family in recent decades has included some singularly disagreeable characters as well. So yes, I mean, it will be a very difficult act to follow, particularly at a moment of a deep international crisis and internal economic crisis. Of course, Charles, the whole disaster of the wedding, of the marriage and divorce with Diana is still a millstone around his neck. And he himself, he could find himself at odds to some extent with the present government. Because Charles, of course, is, I mean, one of his, most intelligent and prescient and indeed responsible roles, self-assumed roles, over the years has been to draw attention to the threat of climate change and ecological degradation. Well, all the indications are that this is very low on the list of Liz Truss's priorities, and indeed she's appointed some climate change deniers to her government. So one can imagine that could lead to tensions. And also, the monarchy has become, identified to some extent with old style conservative values, including social solidarity and national solidarity, which are not, they are still the values of parts of the Conservative Party, but not those parts of the Conservative Party that elected Liz Truss.
I read from The Economist that there's talk of Britain holding a vote about being a republic, something like Australia entertained at the end of the 20th century. Is that something substantive, or is that just The Economist being clever?
It's just The Economist being clever. The last thing that either party, political party, wants, in present circumstances of crisis, is another huge, internal political upset. I mean, I could imagine it, totally cynically, Liz Truss going in for that in order to distract attention, from her own political and economic troubles. But I think she would face massive opposition within the Conservative Party to doing that. She might also reckon that this would be a way of splitting Labour, because, there's still a sizable minority of Republicans in the Labour Party. But Starmer, the leader, would be absolutely against abolishing the monarchy. So only if Truss were really utterly cynical and opportunist, and also very reckless, would she agree to that.
Our last minute, Anatole, what is the mood, your sense of the mood of Britain now? The funeral of the Queen, the rise of Charles III, and the war in Europe leading to depredations, at least this winter, of energy and prospects. Is the mood sturdy, or are we looking at doubts? Just less than a minute.
My sense is that the mood is very uneasy and confused, and will take some time to gel, because people are deeply worried about the economic situation, but I'm not sure what to do about it. And nobody so far has come out and said, well, we need to have a peace agreement with Russia, some form of compromise. So I think as, as energy shortages and public suffering deepen, perceptions and ideas will begin to harden as winter draws on.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.